Dmitris Trofimov, please.
Mr. President, ladies and gentlemen, first of all, I wanted to mention and underline that Latvia has sustainable and long-term policy within the fight against human trafficking. It means that the Latvian government accepted the third national strategy for multi-institutional fight against human trafficking. We continue to improve our national regulation, the criminal regulation, regulation for rehabilitation for victims, and we supplement our criminal law with the concept of vulnerability and new form of exploitation of human trafficking and its compulsion of a person to commit criminal offenses. We continue to lead regional projects for effective fight against human trafficking. We have created under our leading with cooperation with states around the Baltic Sea, the guidelines for municipalities, how to identify and how to make the more effective fight against human trafficking. We continue the implementation of Hestia project. It's a preventing human trafficking and sham marriages, a multidisciplinary solution, and that project is supported by European Commission. The main target of that is to propose on evidence-based approach, concrete evidences and concrete conclusion how to fight these sham marriages. It's one of the form of human trafficking. In order to prepare Latvia for participation in relocation and resettlement scheme, and in order to improve our integration system for asylum seekers, the national plan was prepared and accepted by government. We call this plan a smart support system for asylum seekers, refugees, and persons with alternative status. The plan was prepared in close cooperation with international organizations, NGO communities, municipalities, and all line ministries. The national concept of effective social and economical inclusion is based on individual integration through the Latvian language courses from the very first day of arriving to Latvia, integration activities, and through access to labor market. We will provide social mentoring and social work based on individual assessments of asylum seekers and refugees' needs. And there was allocated 15 million euro for implementation of that new policy. Latvia has adopted effective system for fight against violence against women based on the immediate response or immediate actions through the decisions which can made by police and courts. We have very clear evidences on effectiveness of new regulation. In 2015, the state police officials adopted 72 decisions on separation, and the court adopted 554 decisions. Thank you.